67 Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the second week in August 2024, which means it is pineapple time that started August 1st and will run through this Sunday, the 11th, at all area Hy-Vees. And the Pineapple Gala is right around the corner this coming Friday at the Doubletree in downtown Cedar Rapids. There's still tickets available. We are coming up on the last week of the Camp Courageous summer season, so where has the summer gone? But we'll have more on these events shortly. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It's run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous is celebrating its 50th anniversary of serving campers this year. It's grown from 211 campers in a summertime program back in 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. From 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. This past week, Camp Courageous set aside for those with traumatic brain injuries. A week which started back in the 1980s, it started with a camper by the name of Bill Lane. Bill came from Humboldt, Iowa. When he was in middle school, he woke up on a Sunday morning and was completely disoriented. His parents, Bill and Shirley Lane, rushed him to the hospital. They determined that somehow a viral infection went up through his spinal cord and into his brain and caused a permanent brain injury. Bill did not fit in with those with mental disabilities here at Camp Courageous, nor did he really fit in with those with physical disabilities. So we helped Bill's parents start a week set aside for those with traumatic brain injuries, and we helped start the Iowa Brain Injury Association back in the 80s. Each story is a tremendously sad story. For 1 minute, everything is completely normal, and the next minute, as a result of something, has left an individual with a traumatic brain injury. It's a great group of people, and we've enjoyed our relationship over all these nearly 45 years. This next week will be Sound of Music. It's a youth week here at Camp Courageous, and we're looking forward to a great time. Our good friends, the Two-Cylinder Tractor Group, are going to come out to camp on Wednesday and entertain the campers. On Friday, our travel campers will be enjoying a day cruise aboard the riverboat Twilight. The cruise boards in Dubuque heads north, taking in all the beautiful areas of the Mississippi River. It's a wonderful time, so our travel campers are looking forward to that. I have a story here on one of our campers, a camper by the name of Owen. He's been attending camp for years. Owen started attending when he was 7 years old in 2010, and he's now 21. So here's his story. I have a feeling that if I tried to describe the amount of fun I had the past week in words, I would fail miserably. But nonetheless, I'm going to try. The week I spend at Camp Courageous yearly is most often the best week of my year. It is complete and total independence from my parents and freedom from my problems. It is an invitation to cultivate already existing friendships as well as building brand new ones. I am serious when I say that camp is the best place to make relationships within 5 days that end up lasting a lifetime. I had so much fun getting pranked by old friends who decided it would be a very funny idea to take Photoshop pictures of me at an Iowa Hawkeye game and tape it all up over the camp. He also thought it would be hilarious to play the Iowa Hawkeye fight song during our award ceremony yesterday while we were leaving the stage. These are the things that are not pictured because I choose to be unplugged for this week. I don't bring up my phone, and I completely close myself off from any technology. I really enjoy that because it forces me to really take in a memory. My counselors and I had a blast, blasting music all week and singing along with the Hamilton soundtrack, amongst other things. I am just so incredibly thankful that a place like Camp Courageous exists that lets disabled individuals feel like they are the only thing that matters for a week. I cannot wait to come back. I couldn't have asked for a better week or a better group of guys to spend it with. I love each and every one of you, and I cannot wait to see you next year. I would also like to thank the phenomenal staff at Camp Courageous for being incredibly patient. Your hard work is very much recognized by all of us, and we know that work can be tiring, but I and everyone else really appreciate the hard work you do. From those that set up evening programs to those that work most closely with us, thank you. I'm telling you, it feels like this week flew by. But the most important thing is I had a great time. Thank you to the Camp Courageous for serving us unselfishly and diligently. The human connection and energy I release there will last a lifetime, and I am so, so very thankful. Only 359 days until we get together again. Camper Owen, we appreciate that nice note. Big thank you to the Marion American Legion Post 298 who entertained the campers last week with a part of their legacy ride. Our Pineapple Gala is this Friday at the Doubletree in downtown Cedar Rapids. There's still tickets available, so contact the camp and we'll line you up with tickets. Our need of the week is paper towel. A big thank you to all those that are helping camp in a million different ways. And memorials where people have asked that the memorial money go to Camp Courageous include Guy Buck Hutchinson, 83 years old, well-known businessman, lifetime community leader who recently passed away. His memorials go to Camp Courageous, and also to Joanne Ferguson of Marion, a wonderful person whose memorials go to Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.